On April 14, 1865, an assassination by a lone gunman was perpetrated on one of our most treasured presidents, Abraham Lincoln.
Only 16 years later, President James Garfield was shot down by, again, a lone gunman.
In 1901, yet another president's life was cut short, William McKinley, by, you guessed it, another lone gunman.
1963, the notoriously famous assassination of JFK was, as we know it, again, due to the actions of a lone gunman. Coincidence?
Conspiracy?
Disgruntled patriots?
Or perhaps the Hulk was brushing up on his target practice.
Either way, these cases, whether closed or not, may be forever a conspiracy, which we will truly never understand.
Still unsolved!
Put up some notes so I can know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, still and so.
Yeah, still and so. Get the
give it to
Welcome to Still Unsolved.
Still Unsolved.
Still Unsolved.
Still Unsolved.
The podcast. My name is Joseph Condi.
And I'm Austin Harder.
And today we're going to be talking about presidential conspiracies. Not just assassinations like the intro. It's kind of leaning towards. Yeah. So, let's start with the first president. Not of the country, but the one that got
George
killed.
Washington? I feel like the cherry tree.
The cherry tree?
Yeah, that's conspiracy? Wrong conspiracy.
Conspiracy? I think so. He could cut down that cherry tree. He knew he could.
Yeah.
He's a fucking liar.
Liar.
Anyway.
And what do we do for his lies? We put him on a fucking dollar.
We put him on a pedestal. Yeah. Well, the dollar, it's not really a pedestal. We put him on the lowest rung possible.
No, we did that with Lincoln.
We did that with Lincoln. And segue into Lincoln.
And he's facing the other direction.
And he's on a copper coin.
And he's dead.
And his eye is in the top of the pyramid on the back of the $1 bill, which is George Washington's thing.
And
George Washington had it killed. Conspiracy?
I think so. George Washington could see into the future.
Because of the cherry tree.
Because of the cherry tree.
No, we'll get serious, I guess. So we'll start with the first assassination of one of the first president, Abraham Lincoln, number 14.
He was 14 when he was president?
He was 14 when he was president. Youngest president ever. No, he's
like Doogie Howser.
He was part of this thing. I don't know if he told you about it personally.
No.
But he ended this thing called the Civil War.
Oh.
Yeah, and he freed all the slaves.
With a bunch of forks and knives.
Silverware.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but so he was responsible for, you know, really, really changing the direction of this country. If you remember your, you know, ninth grade history lesson.
I remember some stuff about this.
So he was shot.
Yeah. In the head.
In the head.
While he was watching a play.
While he was watching a play. That's how he got the name Hole in the Head Lincoln.
That's where I always wondered where that came from.
Yeah, that's where it came from. But what it has in common, and we'll start to see this more as we talk about it,
is that that play was really bad.
And the play was terrible, but it was one dude. One dude shot him in the back of the head, John Wilkes Booth, an actor. And we were talking earlier about how creatives are insane.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Very true.
True. Yeah. And he jumped off the stage, like almost broke a foot leg thing.
A foot leg.
And said something about, don't tread on me, and then ran off.
That's not at all what happened. He said something in Latin.
Right.
And it I don't know what it meant because I didn't do enough research. but that has been used in a lot of conspiracies where it's like anti-Catholic.
Right.
Anything really. It's just like you look at enough conspiracy theories And it's just like, pretty much everything just boils back down to, I don't like your religion. Pretty much.
So I'm going to put a hole in your head.
So I'm going to put a hole in your head.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call you old and head Lincoln. So flash forward, what, 16 years?
Right.
President James Garfield, my cousin.
Somebody looks a little proud.
I'm a little proud, you know? I'm related to a president, even though he was only president for 4 months. Pretty shitty presidency.
Man, I gotta tell you, like...
It's another letdown to my family.
Oh, you mean Garfield, Leadbelly, right?
Yeah, Leadbelly Garfield.
Gotcha.
That's what they used to call him in the streets. For the, like, 6 weeks he was still alive after he got shot in the gut.
Right.
Well, he got shot in the back, and then the bullet actually traveled down to his pancreas. They didn't know that. So they went to the left side of his body instead of the right side of his body. Had they gone to the right side of his body and found the bullet, he probably would still be alive.
Yeah.
And we'd be sipping cocktails in Malibu. No, he wouldn't.
I thought he was Leadbelly because of the wingy eating contest he won.
And it had the atomic fire sauce, so it was like
Leadbelly radiation. Lie. Like, I tried it. It's
pretty hot.
It's hot.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it referred to the bullet, not the wing sauce. Okay.
So he dies after a couple of weeks. It
usually happens after an assassination.
His vice president takes over, Chester A. Arthur, who becomes president. And then the conspiracy theories about that start flying, where it was, Arthur had him killed.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then we go back to Lincoln. The South, bitter about the war, they had him killed. You know, they turned John Wilkes Booth into a patsy and basically made him carry out their evil plan of whatever it is that they hated at the time.
Because if they killed Lincoln, then slavery comes back?
I guess that's what they thought. Maybe. But I think they were wrong. No, you can still be an intern. So slavery's still alive and well in the 21st century.
Oh, true, yeah. Unpaid interns.
You're good. And college basketball players and college football players. Not really college
basketball. And mostly baseball. Anybody who works for Reebok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reebok. Man. So flash forward a little further. 1901.
Wait, let me guess. Another president is shot by a lone gunman.
Bro, you are like a psychic.
Yep.
You're like,
got this shit.
You have the ESPN.
Wait, I do have ESPN.
Yeah.
One and two.
Whoa, I have eight. I have the Ocho. Oh. Yeah. Came with a special package. I have to pay $732 a month to Time Warner Cable. No, but so 1901, President William McKinley is shot twice in the abdomen by, and I'm going to try and pronounce his name, Leon Krasn, a self-proclaimed anarchist.
Oh, well,
yeah, right. There you go. Well,
and he's got the name Leon. Come on, folks.
Right. But the crazy thing is, he is the shortest living assassin after a presidential assassination. Like, he lived the shortest amount of time after, besides Oswald.
Really?
But this Leon, and I'm going to spell it. It's C-Z-O-L-G-O-S-Z. Yeah. Give it a try.
Basically, all the last few letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, all just crumpled into one with a G and an L thrown in there.
Okay.
But he is tried and killed. He was tried in 2 days in state court.
Wow, 2 days?
2 days and hung. Less than a month.
So he's hung.
After he was hung. Which, you know, why would he be so upset about life?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I feel like this is, maybe he wasn't hung, and that's why he assassinated.
Right, he was hanged. Anyway.
Oh.
So he
stand corrected.
He is not hung, actually. None of that's true. He was electrocuted to death in the electric chair in Auburn prison.
Chestnuts roasting
on your open pants. Fire spitting out your mouth. But you know what? The weird thing is, McKinley didn't have a crazy nickname.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a crazy nickname.
He didn't?
No, the only one I've been able to find is Fish McGee, but I don't really know where that came from. President Ye Old Fish McGee. I don't know. I guess it had a good ring back then. 1901.
It probably did.
So all right. So you have the first three presidential assassinations are within what, like 35 years of each other?
Yeah, that's not that long.
I feel like three presidents are killed.
Yeah.
Then you don't have another one for another 62 years until 1963 when JFK.
Oh, scatterbrain JFK.
Scatterbrain, notoriously ADHD in the White House.
Yeah.
He
usually blew it all over the car.
All over the car. But obviously the most predominant and very mainstream conspiracy theory for people to talk about is the JFK assassination.
Of course, like that's
'cause nobody knows.
Right.
I mean, yeah, okay, you got Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right.
You got what? The CIA.
Right.
You got the mafia.
Right.
You got communists.
Right.
You get Fidel Castro.
Right. And the Russians.
And the Russians.
Right.
So, I mean, like, who do you pin it on? Well, it's easiest to pin it on the guy who died 2 days after he was shot by some crazy cop named Jack Ruby. And now the whole story is buried and no one ever needs to find out.
Oh, Fast Fingers Ruby.
Fast Finger Ruby. Well, yeah. That was his bedroom name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know.
He made those extra special movies, too, didn't he?
The extra
special? Fastfinger?
Fastfinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the
lead. Self-proclaimed, right?
Right.
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 Star of his own. Starred in.
Jack Fastfinger Ruby.
Right.
Quick fingers, lightning fingers.
Yeah.
Shocker fingers.
Yep. And you know what they say.
Why shocker when you can spocker?
That's right.
That's right. So you have the birth of basically the modern conspiracy theory out of JFK assassination.
Pretty much. I mean, I think even people that don't know anything about presidential conspiracies, because it's not just the murders, but in general, I mean, it's the seat of the most powerful person in the world.
Yeah.
So there's going to be conspiracies around it, of course.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think anybody who doesn't understand or have a concept of that stuff will probably know the conspiracies related to JFK.
Now, you might think, 4 out of 45 presidents have been killed while in office. But
that's like
the list is even longer than that. So this is not including attempts. So you have Andrew Jackson, William Howard Taft,
Reagan,
Teddy Roosevelt, Reagan, Hoover, FDR, Harry S. Truman, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama.
And the W thing, you can't really count throwing a shoe as an assassination attempt.
It's true. I know, even though it is a speary, and they are very aerodynamic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Why would they be called speary if they weren't meant to hit a target?
Right.
You know what
I mean? True.
Throw that soul.
Gotcha.
But the coolest one, and I'm actually just is a little tangent here. The coolest is Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has had 4 separate assassination attempts on his life while he was in office. 3 in 1 year.
Oh, 3 in 1 year?
Three in 1 year.
Okay. Because, well, does Bill or does Reagan have the most? Because I thought there were, like, quite a few. Of course, we may not.
Reagan has 2.
Really? I thought there was
more. No, 1.
Reagan does? I thought he had more than, like, 1 gunshot incident when he was coming out of some building. I feel like
that was the one when he was leaving.
Really?
He was leaving the Hilton in Washington, and he was shot by the guy who was in love with Jodie Foster.
Right. I remember that, but I thought there was like maybe 2 other attempts.
John Hinckley Jr. No, that's, okay. I mean, at least this is what this is saying.
I mean, I believe you, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
you fucking better.
I do. I'm not arguing.
No,
I'm not arguing.
But Bill Clinton has the most.
Wow.
The most. So let me just, I'm just going to read these off word for word. And this is just from Wikipedia and whatever.
It's from the interwebs.
Generally cited references they use. January 21st, 1994. Ronald Gene Barber, a retired military officer and freelance writer, plotted to kill Clinton while the president was jogging.
And a few months before that, I lost my virginity.
He took... 94?
Yeah.
I was 5. Better not bend my virginity. Better not get in my face. Anyway.
That's why you still walk like a cowboy.
So, he plotted to kill the president, never actually fired a shot, was sentenced to 5 years in prison, released in 98. 5 years in prison for plotting to kill the president of the United States.
I feel like you should get more than five.
Right?
Right.
It gets better. September 12th, 19...
I mean, hell, today we throw you in jail or put you under a suspect list if your last name is... I don't know... anything from the Middle East. I got nothing there, but, you know, you can be dark. And... you can be wearing...
if you got a jihad, we got a place for you.
Yes.
Pretty much is how we say it.
That sounds like a restaurant.
That does sound like a restaurant. I'd eat there. It'd be loud and barraging all the time with the explosions
I was going to say, I feel like I've heard that their food is dynamite.
It's out of this world. 72 virgins worth. Anyway... September 12th, 1994, Frank Eugene Corder flew a stolen single-engine Cessna onto the White House lawn and crashed into a tree.
I actually remember this.
He was killed in the crash, but he was drunk and tried to crash the plane into the White House.
Yeah.
October 29th, 1994, Francisco Martin Duran fired at least 29 shots with a semi-automatic rifle at the White House from the fence overlooking the North Lawn, thinking that Clinton was among the men in dark suits standing there. Clinton was actually inside. Three tourists,
turns out the dark suits were police officers.
Rakowski, Ken Davis, and Robert Haynes tackled Duran before he could injure anyone else. Found with a suicide note in his pocket, Duran was sentenced to 40 years in prison.
40?
40.
Okay, so how do we go from 5 to 40? So 5, if you're just kind of planning it, talking about it, possibly thinking about it. Hell, you might have been thinking about it while taking a shit. You're going to get 5 years in jail. But if you try to actually shoot him, we give you 40.
Right. So this is the best description of the last attempt in 1996.
Okay.
Bill Clinton straight up sounds like Harrison Ford from like any presidential movie where he's had to escape some kind of explosion.
All right. Clear and present danger.
President Clinton escaped a bombing attempt in November 1996 while visiting the Philippines for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. The Secret Service was able to divert his motorcade. It was later revealed that the terrorist Osama bin Laden was behind the plot. So this motherfucker had an international terrorist. What is this, a fucking Tom Clancy novel?
All right, let's go ahead and point this out. I feel like all of these conspiracies are a Tom Clancy novel.
Pretty much.
I mean, this is how it reads. No matter what your beliefs are for any of them, whether you support them or not, it's a fucking Tom Clancy novel.
You know what my question is, though?
What?
How did Tom Clancy edit? He was blind. Did he write in Braille?
Probably. That's why it took so long to write a novel. Could you imagine just having to poke holes in your paper?
Editing must have been a bumpy road.
Oh. And how did he make all those video games? He never saw what he was...
Yeah, never knew. Rainbow Six? What? Rainbow, is there what? Six guys? I have no idea. I can't see because I'm blind. But getting back to your difference in prison sentence... getting back to your prison sentence difference, though... February 7, 2001, while President George W. Bush was occupied in the White House residence, Washington, D.C., Robert Pickett, standing outside the perimeter fence, discharged a number of shots from a weapon in the direction of the White House. He was only sentenced to 3 years in prison.
That's retarded. And does anybody find it weird that his last name was Pickett and he shot from a fence?
Right? What?
A
cliche.
I know.
Get original here, folks. Come on. Your name's Pickett. Go to the top of a building.
Right.
All right? Get away from a fence. It's fucking Bush League. Anywho. But still, I mean, there have been so many attempts on all these presidents. You can't even begin to compile a conspiracy. Besides the fact that there's just a lot of crazy fucking people in this country that just want to kill people for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And they can just go buy a gun whenever the hell they want to.
Of course.
Of course. Why not?
Why not?
Because this is a great country we live in and everybody needs bare arms. Because
the KKK, I'm sorry, I mean the NRA wants you to have guns.
Yes.
That's right. Everyone should have guns so you can kill them. I'm not going to say that word on radio, but you get what I'm saying. Anyway. But so then, you start looking at all these different occurrences, and it basically brings you back to one thing, and that's it's dangerous to be the president. Whether it be another country that wants to kill you or some deranged patriot,
right?
You know, that thinks he's doing a service for the country, taking your life into their own hands. It's a dangerous fucking job.
It's a dangerous fucking job.
It really is. But we'll go back to...
But the conspiracies are
the
fun.
The conspiracies are fun.
Oh, they're fun.
They're super fun.
Hell. There are, you know, I don't
very
know
Very positive,
you,
too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They only serve to make you more interested in the country in which you live in.
Yeah.
You know,
like trying to find that whole new world order and figure out when they're going to start coming to your house and taking all your paper towels for no reason. You know what I mean? Just, like, raiding your pantry. Because apparently that's what people think.
I ran out of paper towels the other day. Do you think it's our...
It's the NSA. It's the NSA. They're running low on bounty right now, so they came and they're coming and stealing your fruit and your veggies and your paper towels.
Yeah. Here I was thinking that Mandy was just cleaning up a mess in the middle of the night and eating midnight snacks. No? No. Damn it.
No.
Well... Conspiracies are fun because, well, your imagination gets to run wild, right?
Right.
I mean, you've got Old Hole in the Head, Lead Belly, and Scatterbrain. Like, these guys, really, Scatterbrain is easily...
The most famous.
The most famous.
I mean, well, you also, Lincoln, but you look at Lincoln and you're like, well, that one I can kind of see how
link,
it could
you,
be.
There's no way to link them together.
Yeah, right, exactly. You can only link them so much. Before they, you know, they start to kind of overlap each other.
Right. And then they look the same.
And then they look the same.
It's not because they're both white.
No.
But because they're both presidents and they both have their pictures on coins.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
It's true.
So we'll look here before we go.
But everybody has a little Lincoln in their pocket. No one has a Scatterbrain.
I got a little Kennedy in my pocket. I don't know about you.
Oh, you got a little Kennedy in your pocket?
I got a little Kennedy in my pocket.
You know what they...
I better not say that too loud or else the CIA is going to come kill me because I'm related to a Kennedy. What?
Well,
I didn't say that.
So when you get out here and you leave... Just make sure you don't hit any trees on the way out.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you're not skiing, so it's fine.
We'll dive into a couple more conspiracy theories before we really dig into the big one, the JFK.
Yeah, okay. So you want to start with a hole in the head or you want to go back further?
No, so I have more conspiracy theories.
Oh, okay. Please give me more.
So we have the body count. Have you heard of the body counts? Like different presidents having
body counts
of
the
people,
to
the
presidents,
people
right.
that have
yeah.
died, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's one that started with George H.W. Bush. And he had...
That is senior for all of you that don't know.
Senior. Big
Bush.
Old senior Bush. Got some senior Bush for your face. Yeah. He,
which is also a porn site.
SeniorBush.com.
There is a site for every fetish.
There is a site for every fetish. That is very true. But so you know, see, so you look at the where it started with George H.W., who basically people were saying he was responsible for. I don't even know the number amount of people. Mysteriously dying under unexplained circumstances.
Right.
Is
and
what
and he's even
is.
Linked to even larger ones too. Like,
right.
Like big occurrences, of course, which lead all the way towards the big conspiracy that we'll get to in just a little bit.
Right.
But yeah.
So after obviously Clinton succeeded George H.W. Bush in becoming the next president, And so that whole kind of conspiracy theory just kind of trailed over to the Clinton body count, which actually, based on the American Justice Federation, which is a bunch of kooks, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. 50 to 60 associates of the Clinton family died under mysterious circumstances. Now, Snopes.com, which is not a bunch of kooks, did this thing called research, where they looked into the autopsy reports and found that most of them were very easily explained, or very well documented.
Hmm.
Yeah. So another case of the whole fear monger,
right?
Where we're using conspiracies to almost like propaganda to get people to side with you on your views.
Right. Oh, kind of like what recently happened.
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. Like what's happening. And you may have gotten that that little foreshadowing once we started talking about.
Well, see, here's what happened.
Conspiracies.
George Washington was talking with me the other day because, you know, his ability to see into the future also involves traveling into the future.
Right.
He was in an abandoned DeLorean at one point in time.
At one point.
Yeah, on cinder blocks.
Yeah.
And so he was able to, you know.
Seeing how much wood a woodchuck cut.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about, what do you call it, little childhood rhymes and things like that. Yeah, we were sharing different ones back and forth, and somehow we ended up
my favorite, though, my new favorite child one is Trump, Trump, fuck it up. Trump, Trump, fuck it up. That's like a whole new, I don't know, I heard like kids singing it the other day. Yeah.
Right, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Trump is gonna fuck it up. Gonna fuck it all up.
It's catchy.
It is catchy.
Really, really catchy. So...
But yeah, the body count, so, you know, so using that same kind of propaganda-like structure of basically warping people's minds into believing what you believe.
Hitler did it.
Hitler did it, and he did it pretty well.
I think so. He's got a body count.
He's got a very high body count.
Yeah.
What did Eddie Izzard say? His daily journal was
like
packed.
He'd wake up in the morning, death, 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 death. Afternoon tea, death, death, death.
It's a packed day. You know what I mean? It's a real packed day. You're putting down 50 to 60 people in a matter of 4 years or 8 years or however long you're in the presidency. You know what I mean? It's still pretty hard.
Yeah, pretty hard. I mean, that's pretty hard.
It's like one a month.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
So we'll go – we'll go back to Lincoln.
Okay.
And we'll talk about now, all the conspiracy theories.
It's easy to see where the hate would come from.
Right.
Right? I mean, we have a silverware war going on.
Right.
And so
no one's got their silverware.
Were rising up. And
the forks were not given a fork.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they were all going, what's up with these knives? Why can't we just have them do what we want them to?
The knives are kind of just chilling back like the French, though. They're just like, right. Yeah, knives.
Smoking cigarettes and going,
we're always smart, you know? How you eat a croissant. You cannot eat a croissant without me, the knife.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Unless you have teeth. I don't know.
And then you're a fork.
But Abraham Lincoln, this is just a website I found called RogerJNorton.com. I have no idea who this guy is.
Okay.
But he has a bunch of theories, like any really, even a small theory about why Lincoln was assassinated. You have theory number one, Andrew Johnson was involved with Booth. So he was
with both who?
With Booth.
Oh, I thought you were still doing a French thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. With the Booth of them. No, with John Wilkes Booth. Theory number two, Lincoln died by way of a simple conspiracy organized by John Wilkes Booth, which this is...
Between a bullet and a gun.
Between a bullet and a hard place, right?
Yep.
So this is the generally accepted theory.
I feel like that's probably the most. Well, does he include the whole involvement with Booth with all the?
He does. He gives a little description of like the people who are involved with it and that kind of stuff.
Wasn't it like it wasn't Sons of Liberty or something? But do you remember what the group was called?
Sons
of Liberty. That's Revolutionary War, right?
Yeah. No, I don't.
There was. I'm wondering if that's all part of the group, like a Sons of Liberty, that Booth was supposed to be associated with, And I wonder if that's part of that theory then.
It doesn't say what the name of the group, the conspirators were.
Okay.
But this one does suggest that he actually wasn't going to kill him first. He was going to kidnap him, which is something I've heard in the past.
I actually don't think I've heard that.
Yeah. It was actually... so what's that? National Treasure.
Oh.
Nicolas Cage.
Right. Yeah.
That whole thing it's based on.
Okay, now this, yeah.
Assassination, okay. Kidnapping the president again.
Right, I got it.
Okay. So, theory number three, this is where you start getting into a little bit of the more fringe kind of theories.
Yeah.
Lincoln's assassination was the result of a Confederate plot. So that one can still be kind of considered maybe a little more mainstream.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, people who are angry about losing the war, whether you be on the North or South, however you describe it, you lost, you feel, singled out, you feel, forgotten about, I guess, or whatever, right. And you're gonna take it upon yourself to get revenge.
Right.
Logical,
too.
Logical. Theory number four. Lincoln's assassination was the result of a conspiracy of powerful international bankers. So now this idea links into the New World Order.
Right.
And one currency and one government and taking out powerful people.
What's the family?
The Rothschilds?
Rothschilds,
yeah. Yeah, the Rothschilds. Yeah. I mean, the Rothschilds own 90% of the world's wealth and assets.
Yeah. It's
they own the world.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's insane.
It is. And it would make total sense that they would want to fund this show.
So reach out to us, Rothschilds. We will give you a positive review. This show is brought to you by the Rothschilds. So, theory number five, the Roman Catholic Church was behind Lincoln's assassination.
That totally makes sense.
Which now, that links into Freemasonry.
Right.
Which also links back
into... links in the bankers, too, because that's Freemasonry with the connection of Knights Templar, who started the first banks, who come together, New World Order as well.
Right. All wraps in again. So nice and convenient with a little bow.
Right.
Thank you,
Dan Brown.
Theory number six.
This show is brought to you by Dan Brown.
By Dan Brown. Theory number six, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton was the mastermind behind.
Actually, that's probably more appropriate for scatterbrain.
behind Lincoln's assassination. So Edwin Stanton.
Okay.
Then you got theory number seven, disaffected Northerners were behind Lincoln's assassination. So people that were from the North that opposed Abraham Lincoln's views and goals.
Right. I mean, and we have to be – I mean, a lot of people think that, slavery was just in the South. Slavery existed in the North, too.
Everywhere.
It was all over the place. And as a matter of fact, even after it was abolished, it still continued both in the North and in the South for a long time.
But that's seven theories you have about one person's death, which, I mean – so even back then, it's almost the same as JFK. I mean, JFK is our conspiracy theory only because our parents were alive when he was alive.
Right.
If somebody was born in, the late 1800s and their parents were alive when Lincoln was...
There was probably...
He was probably their JFK.
But for us, it's going to continue even more with JFK just because we have so much documentation, hard copy documentation, pictures,
and most
video,
of us can read.
And... Right.
A lot of them could not read.
Right. that's also true.
We have a unified educational system, even though they say 2 + 2 = 5 if enough people answer the question correctly.
Have you actually been to the Appalachian Mountains? And
well, that, I mean, come on now. You can't be singling out the white folk.
That's true. And I'm assuming that the number of teeth in your mouth does not actually equate to your IQ.
Debatable.
Okay.
Talk to a few people, it might be a different story. You have zero teeth? Makes sense. But fast forward almost 100 years later.
Right.
98 years later, you have the assassination of probably one of the most influential presidents to ever sit in the throne room, JFK.
Right.
And all of the conspiracies surround him.
Oh my
the
God.
Communists wanted to kill him because he wanted to get rid of Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
The Russians wanted to kill him because, well, they're the Russians, and they probably just drank too much vodka everything. That day.
Yeah, they're like, fuck, let's kill him.
Fuck him to JFK. That was more German. I don't know. Then you have the CIA. CIA wants him out because
he's Catholic.
He's Catholic. Well, and it's, what is it? CIA. Catholics.
Cock in ass.
But, you know, they want to get him out because he's risky. He's
right. I mean, he was young.
Government to be transparent.
Right.
He wants, the public to be included. What's happening in government and what's happening in Washington? Well, CIA doesn't fucking want that.
Right. And it's crazy when you think about all of this stuff, like the transparency of what he wanted. And yet, when you look at how the Kennedys made their money, it was as shady gets.
But they're fucking bootleggers.
Yeah. And
they ran whiskey.
And then later on, you've got all the cocaine attachment and all of that stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it's cool, but now you start to see where, I don't know, when you look at the history, you can see where it could have been any of this stuff.
Anything.
But there is a lot of ties, especially when you had things going on like the Bay of Pigs. Like, that was kind of crazy, which brought on this whole threat. You've got nuclear war.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's sitting around with their finger on the button.
For, like, literally.
Yeah. I mean, suddenly, more warheads are getting closer and closer to the U.S. soil. People are freaking out. Interestingly enough, then you've got people on the Bush side of things and Nixon and all these other people who were also involved with arms dealing. So there was a lot of crazy stuff happening.
That's what our general career as a country has been, is right. Arms dealing.
Yeah, dealing.
Oh, you guys are fighting with these guys? Well, here's a couple guns.
We're going to give you last year's model.
Yeah, but we'll set you up for success. We got your back.
I swear.
Oh, you guys are fighting with those guys? No, we didn't give them any guns. Here's some guns, and go ahead and fight them. We got you. These are last year's model, but we got your back.
This is now fight this each year's other. Last year.
We go in and take all your shit.
Right.
I mean, we've literally been doing that since day one with the Native Americans.
That's true. Well, actually, with the Native Americans, it was more like,
here's some
beats. I claim this land in the name of, it was more like, oh, you're in my way sort of thing. Then we've realized that, wait a second, they don't have a concept for property ownership.
No. Yeah. So let's go ahead and, hey, John, you still got that bag full of beads that your wife gave you? Yeah. Look at these magical beads. Now give us all of Manhattan.
Yep. And
let us turn it into the number one financial center in the entire fucking world.
Yep.
So, I mean, we don't have any disdain or distaste for the United States' actions over the last few centuries.
Winning.
I can still go get in my Corolla and drive wherever I want to.
That's true.
I want.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not hating. I find it interesting. I mean, it literally is the most amazing, amazing soap opera next to
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, well, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. But I was just thinking of the
The Young and the Restless.
No. Well, God, it's close though. It's really, really close. The English Aristocracy. I mean, like, that's like the best.
I was gonna guess General Hospital, but anyway. I understand what you're saying. It literally is the greatest TV show, and the fact is, most of that shit probably isn't even true.
Right.
You know what I mean? These conspiracy theories are put together in order to justify someone's specific, very tunnel vision view
agenda
on a certain situation where, yeah, there may have been some shady shit that's gone on in the past, and some, you know, some sketchy stuff that the government has done. A, you're not going to be able to prove it, and B, no, it probably didn't. It's probably just dumb people. I mean,
right.
we give these people in government this, like, villainesque, like, super villain power, kind of like Dick Cheney. I am the Penguin.
Well, no, let's be honest. Dick Cheney is
the Penguin.
Yeah.
But they're just normal people. Greedy, jealous, normal, psychotic, murdering people. Okay?
It's normal. This guy that was like, shot another dude in the face, a friend, and was like, oops.
Oops, I thought he was a duck.
And that started the craze with the duck lips, folks.
And that's what brought around duck lips. Yeah, exactly. Dick Cheney.
Lips, dick.
Dick lips. Dick lips, Cheney. He's so fat, he's got dick lips. But no, anyway.
I feel like the truth is somewhere in between, because that's usually where you find the truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's got to be – it's not that it's 100% this one thing unless somebody came out and said, yes, this is exactly what happens and here's, you know, irrefutable proof. Boom. You know.
Right.
Suck it. That kind of thing. But I feel like it's got – there are things that have happened. You know, when you look at the human history – you've got the assassination of Caesar.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people got pissed off and stabbed the fuck out of this guy, right? So it's not a far stretch to believe that something like that is going to happen again and has happened to one of our other presidents. I just don't know if it's these people that are pulling together the string of events and saying, well, here's how this is connected to this. Because it reads like a murder mystery.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, and then you go, oh... okay, maybe it might be part of that, but it's not entirely that.
So from doing the research that we do on the show and that I've done in my spare time, you know, start with the main theory, which is in this whole connected interweb, is the New World Order / Illuminati.
Right.
So I took that idea and traced it all the way back as far as I could go.
Crazy when you get back to the beginning and you go, at what point did it go from this to this? Like, it's not clear.
I can literally tell you exactly where it went. So the Freemasons are involved. Catholics are involved. Jews are involved. All this stuff. And it wraps up neatly right at the beginning of the French Revolution. So you have literally people who are like anti-Catholic, anti-Semitic, start writing based on this new invention called the printing press. And it's able to now distribute these ideas and theories that further one's agenda and or personal views. So this guy basically didn't like the Freemasons. And so he took a piece of paper and wrote on the piece of paper and nailed it to... it was either the Freemasonry hall doors or whatever. Basically, it was a warning to everyone else that was a devout Catholic in the area. The Freemasons are evil. The Freemasons are not Catholics. The Freemasons do not believe in God. They love Jewish people because for pretty much the entire time Jewish people have been around, everyone's hated them.
Right. I mean, they really got the bad end of the deal.
I mean, I have no problem with them personally.
I don't either. I mean, like, they're Jewish and whatever. Hey, you know, hey, they're Jewish. But, you know, yeah, they really – I feel like every time a group of people got together and they were drawing straws, they were like – they let the Jews pick last.
They always gave the Jews the little juice box straw.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just like, this is the tiniest one you can have. That's what you got.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it literally all leads back to this dude calling out the Freemasons. From there, different things come out from different essays and different people and start to branch off into the ideas. A lot of it gets picked back up in the 1800s where, you know, where it was more acceptable for women and men, whether scholarly or not, to be able to publish papers on views and ideas and opinions that
right,
they had.
But we can even go back a little bit further, and this is why I say it's. I mean, I guess you could say that there is a turning point, a fairly clear turning point. But the conspiracies were still going on, even in the beginning of the Illuminati, when it was just nothing more than a bunch of free thinking artists, essentially that wanted a place where they could pitch their ideas to each other, because they were not able to do that because you had really no separation of church and state.
Right.
And the church was dictating what you had to think and how you sort of had to operate in normal day-to-day society.
Right.
And so even at that, when these guys get together and they're making all this stuff before Dan Brown kind of took it to another level.
Yeah.
But they were just looking for, like, It's a fucking meetup group. It's all it was. You know what I'm saying? Where they could talk the talk and walk the walk without having to worry about somebody saying, you know what? You want to paint naked women, or you want to think that the earth is round? Well,
yeah. We're gonna let's go ahead not and talk silence about that. It.
Right. And that's where you start having a lot of issues, because then you have a lot of people who are tossing out ideas and theories, and those become conspiracies.
Yeah.
And conspiratheories.
Conspiratheories. Oh, I like that. That's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, you like that? I just made that up.
Conspiratheories.
Conspiratheories.
Conspiratheories. Okay, anyway. So let's go ahead and go to the we'll get to the last theory. I believe you had something prepared.
I do. Yes. We're not on video here. Yeah. So I would like to point out, I think the conspiracy or the truth behind all of these assassination attempts that we were talking about is very, very clear. And it's very simple, because you have to look at the weapon.
Right.
Right? So the weapon was used by a lone gunman.
A gun.
And whereby most people would say, guns. Of course, the NRA would hate this, because it'd be like, no. No, it's not the guns that kill people. It's just the sound that they make.
It's the sound they make when it stops their heart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
You don't even have to be a good shot.
I know.
Scare the shit out of somebody.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. It's very true. So I would like to. I feel like this is very feasible. I'm going to keep it real simple.
Okay.
Guns, bullets, blowing heads off.
Right.
Filling up bellies.
Cool.
Almost sounds like a porn.
Yeah. Little Kim's daycare day two. I don't know.
It's the Hulk. I mean, let's be honest here. It's the Hulk.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, we all know that the Hulk has really big hands, right? So there are not really any guns out there that he can hold on to.
Right.
So even though he has really big hands, super strong, can jump really far, just he's a superhero, right?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like he's not all just a meathead, and that he was thinking ahead and saying, well, what if I end up in a situation where, you know, I find a gun that's big enough for me to use, right? So he starts target practice, but he's a smart guy. I mean, he's a scientist, right? Right? Yeah. So he says, well, I need to learn how to use bullets first before I can use the gun. So he starts practicing by chucking bullets.
Hmm.
And, interesting. I mean, you've skipped rocks across the lake. You've picked up rocks and you've thrown them at cans, like to, you know, to knock them off, or, you know, to hit people in the back of the head that you find, racially inappropriate.
Sure.
So yeah, I feel like that's where it all started. And then once he realized that, holy shit, I don't need a gun because I got two of them right here. And he just starts hurling bullets, and guns are not needed. And it turns out he's a pretty good shot.
Probably a killer darts player.
Oh, totally.
I'd love to have him on my team.
Me too.
So there you have it, folks. The Hulk did it. Again, as usual. And we're going to go ahead and wrap that up. The nice big green bow.
Well, it is the holiday season.
It is the holiday season. That's right. That's right. This weekend is Christmas. We won't go ahead and get into all the Christmas conspiracy theories, but, you know, some of them I've heard. Santa's actually...
The Hulk.
A pedophile.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Breaking into houses. Giving kids presents.
What?
Stealing your milk and cookies. I don't trust this guy.
No.
But you know what? You guys have go ahead and have yourself a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
If it even is the new year.
Yeah.
Could be a conspiracy theory.
Could be.
Could be. And then go ahead and tune in January 20th when Trump is... inaugurated. That's only a month away.
Bazinga!
And we'll have a whole bunch of new conspiracy theories for you pretty soon.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
I peed my pants.
That, well, that's not a conspiracy.
Nope, that's just the truth.
That's musty.
That's just, yeah. But, go ahead. If you guys like this podcast, please go to our podcast page and leave us a 5-star review, for it is the currency of iTunes podcasting. And, we're poor right now. We got nothing.
So poor.
Got zip, we zip, need a little zilch. Bit of help.
Yeah.
Nada.
Give us some love.
So people. I'm going to give you a little incentive. Okay. I know we said cookies before.
Right.
Warmly baked cookies. I don't do cookies. I love cookies. I like to eat them.
Yeah.
I don't make cookies.
Right.
So, if you leave us a 5-star review, I will take whatever shirt I'm wearing the day that I read the 5-star review. I will sign it with my blood, and I will attach it to a raven's crest, give it to a homing pigeon, and send it to your house as a gesture of loyalty and forever servitude to your entertainment.
You know what? I think that's such a great idea. I will cut you so you can use your own blood to do that.
That's a great sacrifice on your part. So go ahead and find us on, we're not on Twitter.
We're not on Twitter. But you can follow the Composite Creative, because this is a Composite Creative podcast, right?
That is.
Yep.
That it is.
So follow us on Twitter at The Comp Creative, and, feel free to drop us any lines about this amazing show that we do called...
Still Unsolved.
Never gonna happen.
It'll never happen. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen.
Follow Austin on Twitter at AJ Harder. And follow Joe
at Melhuman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the song bit.
I don't either. So join the Composite Creative community on Facebook at /The Composite Creative. And check us out on the web
at the CompositeCreative.com. Where we have blog things and writing stuff and photographs. Lots of them. It's real cool. It's fun. We have all different kinds of shit going up every week. So go check that out. And listen to all of our other podcasts.
Yeah, come on.
You jerk. Well.
Like, you're singling out the one person that listens to the show.
You, no.
You,
I'm talking
jerk.
To you. You know who you are. You jerk. But anyway, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
And we'll see you next year.
Goodbye!